At last, the Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Where does the real power lie? The power behind the power. Because it's no longer about who lives in the White House. It's about who owns the White House.
This is the presidency. How much higher can a politician go?
The real power isn't here. It's beyond here. It's above it, but still working in conjunction with it.
All right. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I sure appreciate you tuning in. And we have so much to learn. And I have these wonderful guests that I am privileged to have on the show and get a front row seat. So I'm always humbled by our guests. And I really appreciate their point of view as well. And so today is no different. We have two wonderful guests today. And I'm excited for you to be able to hear what they have to say. And this is when we can kind of all convene together and start to understand what's really going on and how we're going to fight it. And I think that's really the key here is what are we going to do? And so I've invited Joel Skousen to come on board today. I really appreciate you being with me, Joel.
Thank you, Kate. It's always good to be with you. I wish I could be there in person.
I know, me too. Sometimes he can fly in, and it's such a gift. It's so fun to have him here. So he's calling in, and let me say this: World Affairs with an S Brief, worldaffairsbrief.com. You must go there. He's always analyzing the news and gives you his snapshot of the news stories of the day. And I really love your website, Joel. It's great. It's fantastic.
Thanks, Kate. I've been doing this for 20 years and never missed an issue.
Wow. That's hardcore. 20 years. My gosh, I'm fatigued at 9 years almost. I can't even imagine 20 years of this. You must feel, what is this year compared to the other 19? What's the difference for you?
Well, the difference here is my level of discouragement at the gullibility of the American people to accept this exaggerated pandemic without question. Yeah. I mean, that isn't to say all the American people, but about 90%. Mm-hmm. It's just very discouraging to see how, I mean, the Germans have nothing with propaganda that they put out. And the Americans have bought this hook, line, and sinker for the most part, and it's really sad because it's very, very exaggerated. And unfortunately, the entire medical establishment, almost without exception, is on board. Mm-hmm. But they've been very very unified in being controlled by establishment medical protocols and big pharma and the drug oriented medical system. So it's not surprising that they're in lockstep with one another. But for conservatives, for Republican governors to be in lockstep with this and to be, everyone's afraid, Kate, to take a stand against the wave of propaganda by the media and all of the governors. Everyone's afraid that, the doctor's afraid that, if it does turn out bad or if it gets worse, then I'm going to be blamed for taking an opposition position. And it's, where is the courage in this country to stand up and look at the facts? After 3 months, we know this is exaggerated. We know that the test is inaccurate. It's at least 50% false positives. And of those that test positive, very few of them ever get sick. This is not a pandemic worth shutting down the economy for.
Yes.
This is not threatening to healthy people. And the death rate is being exaggerated by taking everyone who dies and claiming it's all because of COVID-19. This is just very discouraging how fast this has come upon us. Mm-hmm. And I frankly didn't see it coming.
Whoops, I'm getting some feedback. Hold on. For some reason, I'm just getting some feedback, and I don't know why. So I put up a post where I went through to the CDC and also the HHS, and really the commonality of their reporting in 2005, 6, 2013 was that for a pandemic, it had to be 12% to 30% of the population to fall ill. That was the requirement for a pandemic. And they laid out the steps and the coding measures and everything. And we never even registered to the first level. We never even came close, not in the same ballpark. And so for them to claim this is just astounding at this point, because we've never even got, we have about 16,000 people even considered serious in the nation right now, according to World of Meters, out of the test positive cases. 16,000 in the entire country. This is just flu. I mean, this is just what we encounter with flu. This is not a pandemic. So it has been amazing to me to watch the gullibility in people and not understanding what a pandemic is and what it's not, for sure.
Well, what's driving this, Kate, is, of course, the COVID-19 test that they have, which, as I say, is not accurate. It pulls in almost any type of coronavirus. And, you know, as evidence that there's bad faith and a conspiracy behind this, John Rappaport,
wonderful, good.
He got together with a virologist who had developed a test to further refine the positive test. He had a two-stage test. For anyone who tested positive, then he would retest those who had tested positive to isolate if it really was COVID-19. And he was finding out that it was probably less than 10% of those who tested positive were actually COVID-19, because it's very difficult.
Sure. Okay,
you can't do a quick test to get to COVID-19. It's a very sophisticated virus that has little tiny pieces of the genome that differ from SARS-1, and you just can't do that with a quick test. So he submitted this report to the CDC and never heard back. They were not interested. They did not want someone to prove that there was a way to refine the COVID-19 to limit the false positives. And one of the other thing, talk about censorship. When I tried to Google, you know, COVID test unreliability, all I got was wave after wave of the few articles that were on there were about how many false negatives there are, how many people actually had the virus without being tested positive. Now, there's no evidence for that, but that was the take that all the media personality were writing about, is that there's got to be, you know, maybe they can find one in the whole slew that didn't test positive and had something. But, you know, they were completely evading the false positives and only concentrating on this hypothetical false negative, which really doesn't exist.
All right. So now what we're doing is we are, I feel like this year, and I saw this meme and it resonated with me, in just 6 months, we're going through the Great Depression, the Civil War, the Spanish flu. I mean, let's just pile it on, shall we? Because I don't know what's coming next. And so the things I want to talk to you about in this hour are number one, and we could go here first if you want, but let's talk about the monuments and Black Lives Matters and where you think this movement is going. Because we've talked about Black Lives Matters on the show and the Marxist group that they are, but are they going to get more legs to their movement? Are they going to be handed that by government? What does the future look like from your vantage point? What are you seeing there? And then also, what are we going to do about this? How are we going to get through this in one piece and with our sanity intact? So it's a hard one.
You know, because this is really a surprise that they pulled on us, it's very difficult to design a strategy. One of the reasons is that the media is taking the side of Black Lives Matters and amplified it. And never before has the radical left had such support from the media. Now, technically, from a media analysis point of view, the media really isn't left-wing. The media is globalist. The media is shilling for the deep state. That's what controls the mainstream media, including Fox News, which only pretends to be conservative, though they have some legitimate conservatives on the show. But they've also got people like Chris Wallace, son of Mike Wallace, a globalist and conspirator against the United States. But the media really is pushing this and carrying and levitating this, and that's why it's hard to fight against it. And that's why the police, for example, are also supporting this, because Democratic mayors are telling the police to stand down lest you be accused of being anti-Black or racist. But the Black Lives Matter now has become super racist in the sense that it's morphed now into destroying any mark in history, any part of Western culture and civilization that is created by whites. It's become an anti-white movement, and that makes it supremely racist. Larry Elder, a very articulate Black person, was on the Reverend Prater show, and he outlined very, very clearly, and I've got a link to it in today's World Affairs Brief, he outlined very, very clearly how racism has decreased by 90% in the United States. And you're trying to build a a racial tension movement based upon the remaining 10%, then you know you can't outlaw what people think. That's what they're trying to do. In fact, if you're a CEO of a corporation, you are demanded that you pick up the banner of racism and you say your mea culpas and you admit any wrongdoing and you have to champion this. It's not enough to say all lives matter. In fact, you can be crucified for saying all lives matter. You've got to get on the back of this racist tension or you're going to be destroyed as a company. And now there are just a few companies, unfortunately, that have the fortunately, that have the courage to say no to this and to not make a statement, not jump on board. But most of the big corporations are. So this is not going to end soon. There are even Black Lives Matter leaders who are saying now we're going after every statue of every white man in the country. Now, that's a racist remark. Don't accuse us of racism when you're talking about going after every statue. I mean, when you go after the statue, for example, of former slaveholders, you you avoid the history of these people, that they repented of that slavery. They set their slaves free, and they stopped promoting that. They stopped buying those.
Our
and you
achievements.
Don't get credit for any of that.
Our achievements, the things that we've learned. I mean, my gosh, there's so much history wrapped up into these monuments. What about all the pluses? You know what I mean?
You're
all the
things. You're taking down George Washington. You're taking down statues of Thomas Jefferson. Just because they had slaves in a day, which was, you know, very, very acceptable to do that. But it's not justified. We don't like slavery. But, you know, they avoid the fact. You never find any in the media talking about the biggest slavers in the world were Muslims. It's the Muslim community which slaved all the other Muslims. And they made American and British slavery look like pikers compared to, you don't hear them criticizing the Muslim country.
Oh, it's so true. Do you think it'll get much worse? Do you think, because we've seen riots before, we've seen cities burn. But this was more nationwide. Do you think it'll get worse?
Well, they're trying not to make it worse right now because they don't want there to be a real strong public backlash. Now, Minnesota, for example, the city council, Minneapolis, the city council has just voted to disband the police. Now they're really not. They're renaming it as a citizen police force and anti-violence police force. It's all politically correct. But you have a bunch of leftists on the Minneapolis City Council. And I mean, if you really start disbanding police like you did in Seattle and you let them take over this autonomous zone and you have the rapes going on and the killings going on and the shootings and nobody's there to defend property owners and there's vandalism going on and robbery going on. The city of Seattle is being sued right now by the business people of the autonomous zone for not protecting.
We're going to come right back. More with Joel Skousen, World Affairs with an S, worldaffairsbrief.com. Joel Skousen, be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here. So glad to have you. And make sure you go to balanceofnature.com. You'll hear me talking about this a lot, especially when I do tyrannical government preparedness, because, you know, having nutrients at your disposal and the best of the best kinds of nutrients, 31 fruits and vegetables, are certainly going to be an advantage to not only create a better immune system. We all need to eat better. We all need to have better habits. We all need to do things to kind of shore up for things that could be coming our way. And so I think this is a great way to get rolling on this, to get in action, to do some sort of action. Get over to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you order up some extra for your food storage. Highly recommend that. And then also make sure you're taking it every day, because I do believe that this is just a terrific product. I take it myself. So is my husband. We love it. And then also put in the code Kate. If you put in the code Kate, you will get 30% off and free shipping. Take advantage of it. And it's guaranteed. So you have absolutely absolutely no reason at all to put that off. Do not put it off. Make sure that you're doing something for your health. And above and beyond that, our food supply, we're in a lot of trouble with our food supply. Hasn't been the topic really for the last few months. And I'm sad about that because our food supply is really in trouble. We really do need to get on top of this. I welcome you back to the show. I've got Joel Skousen. And Joel, for anybody new that's listening to the show today, any drive-bys on the highways, we get a lot of those too. Can you give us the minute snapshot of Joel Skousen?
Well, I am a former Marine aviator, and I have been trained in law, but by circumstances, I decided not to go into law because of the becoming a law of interpretation rather than a law of constitution. And so I started a design firm designing high security residence and retreat, did that for about 40 years, served as the chief of the Conservative National Committee during the Reagan administration, following my political science background, started my world affairs brief in 1984. It was for a couple of years, restarted it in the year 2000 when it became more and needful, and wrote several books. One, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. Another one, The Secure Home, everything about how to secure a home for the coming social unrest.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. And also, World Affairs Brief, go to World Affairs Brief. You'll get a snapshot on all the different stories that are coming out and what Joel Skousen's take on this is. We were just talking on the break about what we're facing. And in a previous hour, in a more localized hour, I was talking about all the things that we could do, get neighborhoods together, you know, have your barbecues and talk to your neighbors, know what skill sets they have. If you're in a lockdown situation, you know, maybe you can get together and sort of think about each other's skills and how to help each other through that a little bit more. And I'd love to get some of your thoughts on how to get through this, because we're in the age of technology and no other... Well, we haven't seen a lot of people have to deal with what we're going to have to deal with, and that is the state of surveillance. This is a tough one.
Well, first of all, people ought to engage in civil disobedience. Don't wear masks. The masks are ridiculous. They're ineffective, especially the ones that don't clamp tightly around your cheeks and nose. And even if they do, you're going to be breathing a lot of your own carbon dioxide in, have reduced energy, and make yourself vulnerable more to illness. So masks... all the real experts will tell you they don't do any good. So be a civil disobedient person and don't wear a mask. I won't patronize stores that require or businesses that require me to have a mask.
Yep.
And a lot of people try to agree with that. Now, in terms of surveillance, remember that we've got these new contact tracing apps on your cell phones. And you have to go to your settings and make sure you disable automatic updates, because these things are being downloaded without your permission onto your cell phone. And they turn on your Bluetooth so that they can interact with any other cell phone that's around you, and they can basically track you and of who you're interacting with. And they're building a blueprint of your life and who your contacts are by these contact-facing apps. And so make sure that you turn your Bluetooth off, check your phone to make sure it hasn't been turned on automatically. If so, you know you've had a contact tracing app put on your cell phone without permission. Now, that's happening mostly with iPhones. If you've got an Android, you still can disable those. Apple is trying to make sure that you can't disable these apps.
Okay.
If you end up downloading the latest Apple OS, you will not be able to return to the earlier operating system. Apple has said that, and that's because they don't want you to go back and disable this contact tracing app. So this tells you which corporations, Google and Apple, have been joining forces to design this kind of contact tracing. They are spies for the government, and you should avoid them at all costs if you can.
I love
Now, that. In terms of your cell phone is your biggest tracking element that they have on you. And the way to evade that is to get yourself an EMF pouch. This is a blocking pouch, which is normally foil lined, that can block the radiation from the cell phone, so they can't track you where you're going, because all cell phone companies now track your every movement, and now they're going to start tracking who you interact with. So keep your phone in a pouch until you need to use it. Sure, they're going to get your location once you pull it out, and that cell phone tower pings you, mm-hmm. but they won't have the tracking of where you've been with that pouch, with the cell phone.
I have a company that's going to be coming on the show to talk about that very thing. So we'll have in the next week or two, we'll have them on the show, and they'll be talking about this technology and the blocking of your cell phone. You can keep it in a purse, and they've got all kinds of different ways to do it. And so we'll be talking about that in the future. And I'm so glad you brought that up. It's huge. That's a big deal. We need to do this. Yeah.
It is. In fact, I was using a cell phone up until this year when it got lost. And when I found it again, I tried to get it reactivated on Verizon. And they said, no, we're not reactivating any of those phones anymore. You have to have a phone that's 4G. The purpose is shutting down 3G acceptability on the networks because they can't track you as well without a smartphone. And I liked having a smartphone. It takes me 5 swipes or you know, picks of the menu to make a telephone call on a smartphone. It took one button press with a non-smartphone. And so
it's a good point.
It's getting harder and harder to avoid those things. You've got to watch for the world, the Internet of Things, which is 5G driven. 5G is not really any greater health risk, actually, if you keep your distance and time from exposure down like you should with any cell phone. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be so many more smaller 5G antennas around, including in the products that you buy and bring in your home. I would never have Alexa in the home or any product that listening constantly for you to give a verbal command. They are spying on you and will continue to do so. Some of the newest technology, whether it's televisions and even refrigerators, are going to have 5G transmitters and receivers in them so that they can respond and track your habits and how you use your energy, as well as smart meters. So it's sometimes difficult to avoid those things, but I like staying with older technology. Mm-hmm. Don't get one of the new televisions that's going to spy on you. Try to stay with the older ones. You can still get very good televisions, but you're going to have to get them repaired because through planned obsolescence, like the iPhone, they're going to want you to upgrade to their new spyware. You've got to be careful.
Do burner phones, are they not available anymore, the burner phones? Do they not work? Will they not provide calls anymore? And can you even buy them?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You can still buy, you know, the phones that are just, but they're going with 4G now, so they will have more, but they are fairly anonymous. In fact, one of the ways to keep your anonymity is have your phone that is your public phone number and your cell phone, keep that at EMF pouch. And if you need to pull out something, pick up an anonymous phone and make your call to it.
Right. These are just things we're just going to have to start realizing and thinking about. And like you said, Sanyo already came out and said, hey, this was several years ago on the show. Yeah, we know we put listening devices in TVs and in our TVs and in our refrigerators. Too bad. Oh, well, you know, I mean, it was funny how people didn't even blink an eye. I mean, it was that's weird. And they didn't blink an eye. So, you know.
Well, the key to that, though, is that still, even though they have listening devices, they don't work unless that television is connected to the Internet. Mm-hmm. So you can go in settings and keep your television disconnected from the Internet, and then they can't spy on you. Now, they do try to record. And when you do log on to something that needs the Internet, they can download that information. So they're pretty sneaky. But you have to really work hard to keep your privacy nowadays.
Oh, it's so true. And so, you know, coming up on this next year, do you see rolling lockdowns for quite a long time?
I think the public is going to be very, very reluctant to accept another shutdown of the economy. Mm-hmm. Restaurant owners are going to scream bloody murder. You know, it's one thing to be... That's why they're going to this social distancing and wearing of the mask thing, because it keeps people under control, under the yesmanship of control, without actually further destroying the economy. And I'll tell you, and the main topic of this week's World Affairs Brief is the permanent damage being done to the economy. The economy is going to take a 30% hit in the second quarter. We don't even know what the third quarter is going to be like. That's a major lack of vigor in the economy. Trump is they're trying to destroy Trump and make America great again with this kind of economic hit. But it's I would suspect that there's probably up to 20% of small businesses are not going to reopen and not going to survive this because of the mortgages that they have to pay. I mean, even companies that are coming back into business because the demand has dropped about 50%, even in restaurants where you can't go in and sit down most of the time, you have to wear masks. People just are saying, I'm not going to a restaurant. Right. They're having to lay off employees. So we have now 48 million people on unemployment, and they've even opened it up to self-employed people to claim unemployment benefits.
Jeez.
They also looks like they're starting to really nationalize some things, too. I think, you know, as far as the bailouts are going, and we're going to see more increasing bailouts if they keep this nonsense up, like the airlines, you know, that part of the funding for the bailout is we own part of this. Now we get to call the shots all the time. And that's a scary thing, because isn't that fairly new to have government ownership?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I think the airlines simply can't survive with the low passenger rates that they're flying now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if they could have survived with the bailout. The bailout's only temporary. You know, they've got so many loans out for those airplanes. They owe the bank, you know, for billions of dollars in airplanes and airliners and things, and that's not going away. They're not going to be able to pay the bills. So either the government's going to have to get into partnership with them, as they did with the automobile industry, and this is the way to socialize things, or turn it into socialism, is destroying the economy and force them into a bailout situation.
Yeah, it's funny that when we're talking about the future, it really is kind of going in the way back machine. It's making sure that we can get together, you know, maybe a lot more underground sort of movements or kind of going old school with just about everything, because we really do need to turn off the TVs. We have to turn off these TVs, because the TVs are just this constant propaganda machine in our face. When we were in this lockdown, we got 24/7 propaganda. No wonder so many smart people I know were falling for this.
Oh, and nobody was really interviewing these so-called neutral journalists.
Right.
They weren't interviewing anybody who was really protesting this. It was everybody who was on board with this and saying, oh, this is just wonderful, taking care of each other, and that we're being safe in this. Yes. I mean, they never interviewed anybody who was hopping mad about this and had the evidence against them.
That's
just
so true.
One-sided journalism.
Yes. We're going to come right back more with Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, worldaffairsbrief.com. Three words, worldaffairsbrief.com. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
People will call and they'll say, you need to get new actors. The ones you have are really bad. Those are truly, actually the calls that people make into their health coaches to get help. I don't sit and tell you it's going to cure the coronavirus. What it does do is that chemistry goes in and it helps your body do what it needs. The reason there's so many different types of successes is because we aren't targeting anyone. All we do is help the body help itself, and whatever it finds and it can do and go in and work and fix, that's what it's going to go in and help do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah. We're living on the edge.
Hi there, welcome back. Boy, that song resonates. But you know what? We do know what's going on with the world today. And that's why I have guests like Joel Skousen come on and give us some wisdom in these times. And I always wonder, Joel, what gives you hope? Because I know how much you're into the headlines and studying and looking and piecing together. And you're one of those great minds that loves to put the pieces together. What gives you hope?
Well, I'll be very frank with you. I'm not optimistic about the future. Mm-hmm. I think the deep state is much bigger and more powerful than even Trump realizes. And, you know, he can't take down the deep state. He can't even tell who's deep state and who isn't. He keeps appointing a deep secret deep stater to replace, you know, someone like James Comey, who's deep state. So I'm not optimistic about returning our liberty, but I am optimistic about what I feel my mission is, and that is to help separate the people who think and the people who are willing to see the truth from those who are blind and simply following the mainstream. Because that's really our purpose in life, I believe, is to see who will sense the truth and find the truth amid all of the haze of propaganda and media talk shows. So, and so I think, you know, I take hope in the fact that more and more people are waking up all the time. And that's all the Lord can do in life is to see who will listen to the truth and to rejoice in that. And, you know, I've written several books on strategic relocation and securing your home and other things because I believe strongly in the principle that we're going to have to, how should I say, survive a tyrannical government. And these COVID-19 exaggerated, you know, is really prepping people to be, see who will be yes men to this false pandemic. And I'm just very, very discouraged at how many people are yes men to it.
Yes.
And get angry when you don't wear a mask on, as if they believe all the propaganda about these people being affected. Yeah.
That is so true. You know, by the way, open phone lines, 888-673-1450. You're welcome to ask. We'll take a few calls and you're welcome to ask him some questions. In fact, we have a caller and I'll take that call. But I think you're exactly right on that. You know, when the riots happen and all of a sudden COVID doesn't get to people in a riot, but it gets to people in a church still. People started to wake up a little bit, so that was good. I'll take it. But far, far too many are still buying into this. Hi, caller. You are on the line with Joel Skousen. Go right ahead.
I applaud him for his effort, but I don't know how you find out any people who think anymore. Like when Fox News is just as corrupt as MSNBC is. They, yeah. I mean, no matter where you go, you're only getting one side of the story. Mm-hmm. How can people find the truth?
Okay, thank you for that. Well, geez, between Joel and I, we've got two forums right here. World Affairs Brief. I've got the show. What's your answer to that, Joel?
No, that's a great question. You only it's not enough to say look at the alternative media,
right?
Because even the deep state infiltrates the alternative media with bizarre things, and you have disinformation agents, posing as conservative, posing as people who know what they're talking about. You have people like QAnon who claims to be, you know, going to dismantle Trump is going to dismantle the state, the deep state, with the help of Robert Mueller, who is deep state. That there are 30,000 people that Trump is going to lock up and send to Guantanamo. All those are just lies trying to lead people along. So my answer is, yes, you have to go to the alternative media because you won't find the truth in the mainstream media. It's not that they lie outright. It's they omit that is so crucial. All of the crucial things, they will never touch true conspiracy facts in the media, in the mainstream media. You'll get some of them all alternatives, but you have to tune up your conscience. And I talk in my World Affairs Brief about the fact that you've got to listen to those nervous feelings, the little warning signals that come from a loving Heavenly Father warning you that what you're listening to is false. If you disregard the promptings of conscience about weight control and exercise and discipline your children and eating junk food or watching pornography, if you disregard, become a chronic violator of Constitution, you're not going to get accurate warnings from the Lord. You get penalized. So the people who really come to truth have refined their ability to listen to the little still small voice of conscience, helping them feel calm about the truth and warning them with nervous feelings about things that are false.
Yep. And preparedness is empowerment. Preparedness is feeling peace. And so I think these things are should always be talked about is what are we going to do and how are we going to do it and how are we going to get through this and how are we going to still fight it? Because I think we do all have a responsibility, no matter what happens, to continue on to fight against this.
Let me point out one other thing, Kate, and that's one of the things I wrote years ago on strategic relocation. First edition was the year 2000, right after Y2K. And I told people, you know, your biggest enemy is population density. Boy, is that coming true today. I have people, my phone's been ringing off the wall and emails galore about when's the new edition of Strategic Relocation. It is coming out next week.
Good.
The new edition, fourth edition, updated with including all the stuff about coronavirus and things.
Oh, it's wonderful news.
But the point is, people are realizing if you live in any of these big cities, that's where the shutdowns are going. That's where the mandatory masks are. That's where the mandatory social distancing. Out here in the rural area where I picked, you know, one of the safest places in the West, in central Utah, there's no masks. There's no social distancing. There's no shutdown. And people are realizing that cities are where their control is. And you've got to prepare to get out of the cities. You're going to avoid the surveillance dragnet and have some degree of liberty.
Yes.
Now, it's a complicated decision. It's complex. There's a lot of compromise. There's no perfect state now. All states, except maybe South Dakota, are buying into this. But that could even change if Governor Kristi Noem gets unelected, for example. You know, deepfake goes after governors who fight the system.
Okay.
And a lot of Republican governors, unfortunately, are going along with this stuff, being yes men, having no courage to fight against the issue that the emperor has no clothes, to say this is not worthy of, this is not a deadly pandemic, this is not worthy of shutting down.
Yeah, it's so discouraging. I have another caller for you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Joel Skousen. Go right ahead. Caller.
Yes.
You're on live with Joel Skousen. Go right ahead.
I'm sorry. Hey, what do you tell these silly people? I don't understand. My wife's a lab tech. Uh-huh. She understands this stuff. And these masks mean nothing.
Right.
And now you see all these people in the stores and you have to do all this stuff. And I don't understand what do you tell them?
Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you, friend. Yeah, it's so true. Thank you for the call. You know, that's been what we're trying to attack since the beginning of this, is getting out proper information so that you feel more empowered. When I interviewed Dr. Batar with all the videos, I interviewed him on the show, Joel, and he said, you know, when somebody looks at you with shame because, you know, you're not wearing the mask, the moment you start to feel empowered is when you know what's going on. And then you know what to say back or how to react to that. And you're not guilted or shamed by their shaming technique.
Well, I try to get in three statements right off the bat. And I say, first of all, the masks are ineffective. Mm-hmm. They don't work.
Right.
Number two, the testing for COVID-19 is invalid and not effective. And three, the death rate is over-exaggerated. And so I said, this is not a serious pandemic. That's why I'm not wearing a mask.
Amen.
And, you know, it's amazing. People are shocked. I didn't have time to say that to one lady who was at a desk receptionist. She started backing away when I walked into my printer's office. And she started backing away and said, don't come any closer. Don't come any closer. I said, you really believe this hype? Oh, yes, I believe every word of it. I said, well, I'm sorry for you. You'll notice that your boss and all the employees don't have masks out there in the print shop.
Well, you know, it's astounding because like today, let me give you an example for those listening all across the country today and in Canada. In my state today, there was a big article that said it's spreading. Well, what does spreading mean? 170 people in the hospital with related coronavirus things, which means anything from COP to a heart attack to cancer because they tested positive for virus in their system, cold virus. And so 170 people out of 3.3 million people is nothing. This is just typical year-to-year stuff. And so the articles will continuously have the language that something needs to be done. Something needs to be done. Even though last year, if we would have been looking at the same numbers for flu, nobody would have batted an eye. Everybody would have said, oh, geez, it's up. Okay. Oh, well, you know, on to my sporting event. So nobody would have said anything. But it's the way they're gauging the articles in. We demand something be done, right?
Let me point out something else, Kate. The nine states that are being called new hotspots, where suddenly the rise in COVID testing has caused concern, the second wave or resurgence, guess what they have in common? Every one of these nine states offered lots of free testing in order to induce a lot of people to get tests. Like in the state of Utah, they had people lined up at the free test centers, you know, 100 cars long in order to get their free test. Well, guess what? Of course you're going to get a rise in testing positive because, first of all, the test is bogus. The test picks up any coronavirus, not just COVID-19. So the more you test, the more positive, and you're going to be able to hype this stuff. And then when you start to classify, as you said, everybody goes to the hospital as COVID-19 patient, which isn't true. These are all chronically ill people or immunodeficient. And so no one's looking closely. No one's analyzing. the data. No one's looking for the effect of people on medical drugs coming in and how susceptible they are to this. Nobody's looking at the fact of the chronic diseases and how that makes them susceptible if they do have the virus. The bottom line is 80% of people who have tested positive don't have any symptoms, and that means this is not deadly.
Yes.
This were truly a deadly threat or a bioweapon, it would be nearly 90% would have significant symptoms. In fact, the testing of the vaccine, you had 30% of those testing this new RNA vaccine become incapacitated. That's a very high side effect rate.
Well, and
30% incapacitated by the new vaccine.
And even look at the fact that they have to manipulate you now into saying that if you care about other people and you're truly a Christian, you'll wear the mask. They don't need the manipulation if people can see something going on around them. People will act in their own health and safety. They don't need government to tell them how to be healthy and how to have safety. So they would not need this manipulation, this over-the-top manipulation.
That's right. It's like the news. I'm watching this local news station yesterday, and they brought out this example of a family who had a person die of COVID-19. How long did they have to look to go find that person?
Right.
You know,
right.
You talk to anybody, and nobody knows anybody who's got COVID-19.
Oh, it's so true.
Nobody knows anybody who's died of COVID-19, and yet they are. There's a few people out there, but they're all intermixed with other diseases, and so it's very, very difficult, really, how big of an effect
So true. I've got another caller for you. Caller, you got 20 seconds.
Yeah, if you're over 60, you probably want to wear a mask just to make yourself feel better.
So that's about it.
Where you
all
go,
it is.
Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
But if you're healthy, and the other thing that I found really interesting is the media didn't start talking about hydroxychloroquine. Mm-hmm. Until weeks after my husband was telling me about it.
Mm-hmm.
He's an MD. He's semi-retired and just was doing some research. And he found that weeks before there were studies that talked about that. The one in France.
Yes, I'll have Joel weigh in on this.
We don't have to worry about that stuff.
Thank you so much. Joel?
Yeah, they don't want a solution to the problem. They want you in fear so that you can take the vaccine. And the vaccine's going to be very dangerous. That's my message. Do not take the vaccine.
And they've already admitted that 99.7% of the people don't need a vaccine because you get over it just like any other virus. So why would you take one anyway?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And viruses mutate. And so it's like the flu shot. The flu shot hardly ever covers the actual case of the flu that you're currently. It's based upon previous flu.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you something. We're going to end up just beating our head against the wall trying to make sense of any of this, that people will actually believe all this nonsense. But they will, and we've got to figure out a way to reach them. And we might not be able to reach all of them, but we got to try. And I so appreciate you, Joel, because your website's doing a great service, World Affairs Brief. This brief, get on the subscription list, because this is important. You're getting a kind of a daily, this is what this headline is about. And I love the way that you do that. I commend you for that. It's awesome.
Thanks, Kate. And people can get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
Amazing. Joel, thanks for weighing in all these things. And I know it's tough to hear this, and it's not like we want a Friday jump off the cliff show, but I'm telling you, we just have to start thinking outside the box. And this is the time to do it. When you have some freedom, maybe you have a little cash, you can do something out there to kind of help you get through this, or maybe set some plans forward, something. We've got to do something. Sitting here and not doing anything isn't doing us any favors. Joel Skousen, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Kate.
I appreciate you. And I'll be right back with Allison Armstrong, the relationship guru, when we return. Be right back.